response on the forum with TechMind saying you can think of it as a bit like a spring and asking, if I squash the spring between my fingers and it keeps pushing back, where does that power come from? Obviously not a battery in the spring. And he and Light Arrow both got it spot on, saying that you only use energy when something moves against a force. Now on to the next questions. Why do headphone leads get more tangled than you ever could have imagined? I want to know this because my knitting wool always gets tangled up as well. And why do boomerangs come back? Just email question of the week at thenakedscientist.com with your answers, or go to thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Kat. It is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Helen and me, and it's our Christmas special, and in a second we're going to be finding out the answer to this toast tumbling conundrum. Why does it always land butter side down?
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientist.com/podcast.
Okay, is it an urban legend or is it scientific fact that bread always lands butter side down? Dave, what's going on over there on that side of the room?
Well, yeah, I asked you to butter some toast, then gently push it off a table and see whether it lands butter side up or butter side down. John in Colchester and Sonia already found it mostly ended up butter side down. So did Bar Gavin Kettering, someone on the forum, and Eddie in Northampton.
Just heard from Krishna in Kettering, also saying 3 out of 5 times it landed butter side down.
So it does seem to land butter side down more often than not. I'll just try it here now. I've got a buttered piece of toast and a thing on the floor, and knock it down. Right, upside down,
yeah,
on the floor, so I'm obviously unlucky.
Down.
So do you know what's going on, Chris?
Well, to suss out the science behind buttered bread behaving badly, we thought we would ask our good friend from Down Under, and that is Dr. Carl Krishornitsky.
Well, it goes back a long way. It goes back to the Victorian poet and satirist James Payne, P-A-Y-N, in 1844, who wrote, "I've never had a piece of toast particularly long and wide, but fell upon a sanded floor and always on the buttered side." Now, some people wrongly claim that the weight of the butter makes it land buttered side down, but the weight of the butter is less than 10% of the total weight of the typical slice of toast, and most of this butter gets sucked into the middle. So it doesn't have much effect upon the centre of gravity or the rotational dynamics.
So if it's not the butter, and it's... So what actually is it?
Well, it was Matthews who discovered this in 1995. Robert Matthews, a physicist who's also a journalist, he wrote a paper for the European Journal of Physics called Tumbling Toast, Murphy's Law and the Fundamental Constants. And he firstly became interested in this in 1994 when he read a paper in the New Scientist claiming that every time, now listen to this, every time a book slid off a desk, it would always land with a face that had been upwards, now pointing down. In other words, as it fell, it would rotate half. Not one and a half, but only half a turn. And he tried the experiment and saw it was absolutely correct. So he did many tests with toast, and he found that it had very little to do with the weight of the butter or aerodynamics, mostly controlled by gravity. The Earth's gravity pulls the leading edge of the toast down as it slides off the table, so you get that torque, that twist. Once the centre of gravity of the toast is no longer supported by the table, the Earth pulls down the leading edge, and it starts tumbling, and tables are at a certain height, and so under Earth's gravitational field, it has time to rotate only half a turn. And then he discovered a very neat application. By realising what the solution was, he thought that if you give the toast, as you notice it beginning to head for freedom, a quick swipe with the side of the hand, which minimises the amount of time that the toast is exposed to the gravitationally induced torque, the toast will descend to the floor, keeping its buttered side uppermost. Number one. Well, the second application is you can butter your toast on both sides, so at least one side is always up. Or number three, you can eat your toast off the top of the fridge, so the buttered toast gets enough time to do a full rotation and land buttered side up.
I was going to say, you just need to have a taller table, because then it would have more time to do a complete rather than a half revolution as it fell.
Exactly correct.
I got sent a copy of the Journal of Irreproducible Results recently, and they'd actually done experiments where they had compared the colour of the carpet to the colour of the jam and the butter on the toast, and they found that the darker the jam and the lighter the carpet, the more likely it was to land butter side down, in other words, jam side down, because of the stain potential.
Ah, yes. Well, now they've gone beyond Murphy's Law to another law, which is the law of maximum cussedness or maximum inconvenience. So if you've got yourself a very expensive and white carpet, the toast will migrate preferentially to where it will cause the most damage.
I think it's similar to the people that suggested that perhaps you could power spaceships by having a blob of tomato sauce held out in space and a supply of white shirts quite close to them, and the attraction between the two would pull a space rocket along.
Ah, yes, well, there's a similar version, which is the cats, which always want to land feet down, and you tie onto their backs some toast buttered side up. And then there's a fight between them, and it will just hover, the cat and the toast, both fighting to land buttered side down or feet down. They will hover above the floor. This explains the humming noise that you always get from UFOs, proof positive that there are people out there.
Wonderful. Thank you very much to Dr. Carl. That's science writer and broadcast Dr. Carl Krushelnitsky. He was talking to me from Sydney in Australia. So, Dave, he's given us two intriguing things to think about. One of them is how you solve the problem of the toast turning butter side down by giving it a quick swipe. So can we test that?
We can test that. I have some toast here, and I hope the cleaners in the BBC aren't going to get me in trouble. But here we go. I have a piece of toast on the piece of table. I'm going to hit it as hard as I can. Hopefully it'll land butter side up.
Absolutely great.
So it does actually work.
So obviously you've got to be more committed in knocking your toast onto
the
floor.
So if you see it's going to go, then you've really got to give it a helping hand.
Yeah, and then it'll land.
Now, what about his other point, which was that if you eat off the top of the fridge, that should negate the problem. You should have a time to make a complete revolution of the toast. So it should land butter side up.
Oh, I can try this. I'm going to stand on top of the table.
This is hilarious.
I'll tell you what, you know the latest Christmas cracker is that Santa's got to have a seatbelt in his sleigh for reasons of elf and safety. I hope elf and safety don't see what Dave's doing, because it's...
It'll all be fine. OK, so I've got the toast up here, maybe two and a half metres, 3 metres up. And I'm going to push it gently off. I have no idea whether this is going to work.
What's the answer?
It worked! Hooray!
Okay, can we do it? You better do it again just to check that it's not a fraud.
I can try.
So I should have picked the bread up for you, Dave. Sorry about that.
We'll see what happens. Okay, toast on a piece of plastic up here. Push it off gently. Ooh.
I have to say, that's one
best
both
of three.
Ways.
Best of three. Keep going. I mean, this is very rough, isn't it? But I mean, it seems to work.
I think there's definitely a fact. I think when you get too high, it's quite hard to get it to drop straight.
It's certainly giving Dave some difficult. Exercise climbing up and down the table.
When we tried it, there were some bouncing issues as well.
Oh, dear, that's too butter side.
So
down.
The bottom line is that we need to tinker with the height a bit more. It's going to be related to the dynamics of pushing it off and all that kind of stuff anyway. So,
but definitely hitting it hard works beautifully.
One quick question from Kerwin in Colchester, Dave. He says, does it make a difference if the toast is hot or cold when you put the butter on, in terms of the dynamics of the...
The only thing that might affect it is if it's flexible, that will affect the dynamics, because it's not going to twist in the same way if it can bend. So I'm not quite sure whether that's going to help or hinder it, but it's definitely going to affect if it's flexible.
And I will leave everybody with this question, which has been sent in by Jim Paulson, and he says, we have an ongoing debate at work about terminal velocity. Pretty fun, given that we work at a bank. The following question has been posed, but we have no resolution. Is a fly able to fly faster than its terminal velocity? What does everyone think about that?
I don't know.
I don't spend enough time sitting around thinking about these things. But it's a good question.
I reckon it's possible.
I reckon it's possible.
Because a fly doesn't drop very fast if you just drop it, does it?
A very, very small fly, if it's quite a might be able to have enough power to move itself faster than it's just under its weight. I don't know.
Okay, well, if you can help us with that, then do send your thoughts to chris@thenakedscientist.com. That is it for our live programmes for 2007. We'll be back in 2008, but we do have some Christmas presents for you in the next couple of weekends stored up. So do join us, even though we won't be here. We'll be probably tucking into mince pies and things. But have a very nice Christmas, have a wonderful New Year, and a massive thank you to our wonderful team who do an amazing job. Have a great Christmas and see you next year.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK Fast. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.